The U.S. military caught on to something about video games a while ago. They are great training tools for the U.S. troops. As well as recruiting tools, too. And like the gaming industry itself, the military is taking its video game involvement just a step further. In fact, the Army is taking it so seriously, it just opened up its own project office for building and deploying games. Noah Shackman is the Wired.com's defense blog editor, Danger Room. You're always lurking around seeing what the Army's up to. Nice to see you in person, Noah.
Thank you.
All right, so let's roll this back just a little bit. How did the military discover that these games were not only good training tools, but also good recruiting tools?
The military's had a long relationship with games. In fact, there were some early flight simulators on the boardwalk at Coney Island back in the 40s that the military used to train potential pilots. And back in the 90s, we all remember that game Doom. It was kind of like the first 3D shoot 'em up game. And the Marines used that to train soldiers, I guess, to battle, you know, demons and flaming eyeballs with tentacles and stuff like that. You know, the kind of thing you see around.
Let's fast forward to 07. There's this new entity known as TRADOC, Training and Doctrine Command Project Office for Gaming.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, you wrote about it, buddy. What's going to be going on at TRADOC?
Basically, the idea is to take some of the really boring, staid simulations that everybody uses throughout the military and add some video game whiz-bang to them. Because, look, I mean, the 19s and 20-year-olds in the Army are just like 19s or 20-year-olds everywhere. They play video games all the time. And so the idea is to add some of that pizzazz to, you know, some simulations that the Army uses already.
So do you really think that these first-person shooter games that look so realistic are really able to help us and help soldiers learn how to fight?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to help you talk to an imam in Fallujah or anything like that. But I do think that there's a building up of hand-eye coordination that's really helpful. And look, a lot of activities these days that are done in the military are kind of video gamey. You you direct a drone from one town to another. You know, you lay out some battle plans, and it looks a lot like video games. So I don't know about the first-person shooter, but you know, a lot of those jobs are very video gamey.
Now, are they actually recruiting people from the video game, the world of video game technology, to come in and help them, or are they developing this these processes in house?
No, they're not trying to train up a new cadre of you know, captains and majors that are aces at developing video games. They're going to just hire people that already do it, and they've already got this partnership at USC, University of Southern California, called the Institute of Creative Technology. That is a partnership between the Army and USC to develop very cool Hollywood-ish simulations. So they've done stuff like this before.
We're going to ask you to stick around. Noah Shackman is the author of Wired.com's defense blog, The Danger Room. We're going to continue to have this discussion about use of video games by the U.S. Army. I know you got to try one or two, so I want to hear about that experience in just a little bit. Stay with us here on the Bryant Park Project. Coming up, something near and dear to Torrey's hearts, our best of list of 07. What are we going to be talking about, Torrey?
We're going to be talking about Amy Winehouse and why she's the best album of the year.
As well as MIA. Who else is on the list?
Who's not on Rolling Stone's list? Amy Winehouse. MIA is number one. So there's a lot of questions we got to get to the bottom of.
Stay with us. Rachel Martin will also be dropping by with some more news. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're talking to Noah Shackman here at the Bryant Park Project. He is the author of Wired.com's defense blog, Danger Room. But he's really interested in why Torrey likes Amy Winehouse more than the Dap King. So you're going to have to stick around to hear about that in our next segment. We've got you here, buddy, to talk about technology. But you can stick around for the music talk if you want.
Thank you.
You tried out some of this new gaming technology that the Army is hoping to use, and you learned to play Guitar Hero in Iraq. Okay, first of all, tell me what the new gaming technology is, and then tell me the Iraq story.
So the real way out gaming technology is that these games would somehow respond not just to how you are playing, but how you feel and how engaged you are in the game. So I tried out this one game down at the Naval Research Lab in Washington. And they hooked me up to a heart monitor and a brain monitor. I forget if that's EEG or EKG, but one of those two, the one that monitors brain activity. And the more relaxed I was, the more bad guys they sent at me to try and occupy my attention. And then the more occupied my attention got, the more they dropped the number of bad guys and let me have an optimal gaming experience.
So also one of the things they're also trying to do, we were talking about during the break, is trying to simulate not only your physical behavior, but sort of social behaviors in the idea of trying to teach people how to fight the enemy.
Right. I would say this is out of the Department of Bong Hits at the Army. The idea is, okay, let's simulate everything about human behavior in Iraq, like its culture, its politics, everything. Then we'll turn that into software-based agents, and then we'll run our battle plans against these software-based agents. Yeah.
Okay.
As one guy I really respect who's a lieutenant colonel pointed out, it's like you can't predict who's going to win the Iowa caucuses, and now you're going to replicate free will?
No. Not so much. And Guitar Hero in Iraq, you were learning to play it there because?
Well, that's the thing is soldiers are nuts about video games. And so, for example, in Iraq, I was with a bomb squad up in Taji, which is just north of Baghdad. And there was some downtime in between missions. And so I had always been really bad at Guitar Hero, but they had Guitar Hero there. And after a couple of days up in Taji, I was killing it.
So it brings us right back.
Figuratively only.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Bring it right back to the original premise that video games are a great tool for this young army.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really counterintuitive, but it's true.
You saw it firsthand. Hey, yep. Noah Shackman, thanks for coming to the studio.
Hey, no problem.
We'll link up to your blog, Defense Blog, The Danger Room, at wired.com. Come back with some more weird stuff, okay?
Okay.
And right now, radio doesn't do her justice, but we're going to do it anyway. The lovely Rachel Martin with the news.